Hello everybody, here I am at the Windsor Horse Show, not the actual horsey bit, okay? So it's in the grounds of Windsor Home Park. The only time you get into this is closed to the public usually. This is the Royal Family's private garden bit. And look, they got stalls from Azerbaijan selling wine, little caps, things that look a bit like carpets. Nothing equine, all right. Now, Turkmenistan's got a proud equestrian tradition and their presence very keen and it like to have some film racing horses, and so they've got display this Central Asian former Soviet Republic. I've never been there. It's sort of almost hermetically sealed. It's like the North Korea of Central Asia. They do allow people out to be Gastarbeiterin in Russia and elsewhere. Okay, so yeah, they're selling all these things. So a lot of posh toffee around, and that's it. People wearing riding boots. But, you know, so they've got some people have got more demotic regional accents, so competing and so forth, and commentating. And there was a terrible downpour. It was the heavens opened. There was thunder and lightning. But that does mean it passes quite quickly. And look at this tent, or is it more like a yurta? Well, I suppose it has to be round for that. All right. So this is the first day, but it goes on to Sunday, a four-day event only. The Windsor Dogs Show is elsewhere. And there are teams from Northern Ireland, from Wales, from the Republic of Ireland. But I think Republic of Ireland team, we probably can recruit from the north as well. Okay, there we are. And all these things, so you can certainly get something to eat and drink. And if you've got me, you've got a general admission ticket, you can get a seat if they're available. For more expensive tickets, you can get better seats, you're guaranteed a seat, and blah, blah, blah. I saw Her Royal Highness, the Princess Royal, walking by. Princess Anne, as in Queen Elizabeth's only daughter. Surrounded by four security men. I didn't realise who it was until she was almost there. I had to try and get my phone out to film her, but then she's gone. Okay, so lots of places where you can wet your whistle with some pricey tipple. And so it goes on. So we have the first not really into horses, but I'll see this. Some of it I've not been that taken, but I think in the evening the more exciting things come along, the show jumping, the acrobatics.
Leslie Ann Stewart.
So okay. Leading your horse around, I mean, what was the talent here? And then they were riding them around the Sheikh Zayed Arena, but it wasn't a race, it wasn't fast. All these clothes here, people who go shooting.
And we'll get the championship.
Well, I'm not that pucker. Okay. Equine bedding. Oh, royal warrant. So if you sell a lot of stuff to the royal family, I think at a low price, if they're real cheapskates, you get to put the royal warrant on, and so on. Then the other side. Look at this. A man after my own heart with red trousers. And there was some chap wearing these shorts, this old guy, but they were very pucker shorts. Rug Organic Farm, okay. And so people wearing flat caps. Just thinking how they're all social classes, upper class and working class, maybe middle class too, wear those flat caps. Maybe they're subtle distinctions in the material or the colour, green and grey and beige and all sorts. But it's very an old world vibe in what they wear. This presentation counts too, you know. They all take care about what they wear, these riders. The hair and... Ah! The horse-drawn carriages are coming. I'm going to have to go back to the main arena. Prince Philip used to like this. This was founded in 1943 to raise money for the Second World War buying planes. All right. Maybe we've seen about enough at the moment. Thank God that the dark clouds are moving in there. It was decidedly tenebrous. But I do like getting to see a bit of these castle grounds you'd never get into otherwise. But you can see they've got this path here permanently. There are other places they've put down this sort of rubber surface so we don't sink into the mud.